This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And today we welcome back a good friend who's been here quite a few times. Sean Watkins is back. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
It's nice to see you again.
It is great to be here. Nice to see you too.
And this time around, it is truly Sean Watkins.
That's right.
Out supporting a brand new record called What to Fear out on 30 Tigers. SeanWatkins.com is the web address. But you are not solo. You have brought friends, and they are familiar friends to us. You've essentially brought the Beat Eaters with you. And who else is here?
Dominique Arciero is here. She's singing some harmony. She's played some keyboard on the road on these shows. But yeah, it's really great. Tristan and Tashina, as well as their bandmate Simon, played on almost half of my record, half of the songs that have a band. Yeah, they're just great. I've been fans of theirs for a long time, and getting to play these songs with them, having played them without them, like doing solo shows and stuff, it's just really great and magical.
What prompted the decision to record an album with these guys? You likely have almost anybody at your disposal when you want to make a record, right?
Well, we get to play a lot. I've done their camps a number of times, and we've just showed up at festivals over the years and done a lot of playing together. And when I decided to make this record, I wasn't sure what kind of direction I wanted to go. Part of me wanted to do something totally acoustic, with a string band, and then part of me wanted to do it with this amazing rhythm section that lives in Los Angeles, Matt Chamberlain and Mike Elizondo. And so I took these four songs that I figured were sort of representative of the whole record, and recorded them both ways, with the rhythm section and then with the Beat Eaters. And then I overdubbed the Beat Eaters onto the rhythm section version. So I had essentially three different versions of the record. And the mixed version was the one that I liked the best, and kind of went from there. But playing, without a rhythm section, just with these guys, is totally all. It's totally enough and really, really, really fun.
When you're not with a rhythm section, do you find yourself playing differently?
Oh, totally. Yeah, you take over the roles of, the rhythm instruments, drums or whatever. And, it's a role I'm very comfortable in, because that's what, playing bluegrass is. You have to be a rhythmic instrument as well as a soloist. And so it's a role I fall into very comfortably and really like. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's more fun in ways.
Hmm. I mean, on some of the songs on this new record, specifically things like Where You Were Living, you've mm-hmm. got these great solo lines. How do you fit that in when you're playing more of a rhythm part as opposed to being more of the front solo guitarist in different configurations?
I'm not sure. It's something I've been trying to do lately is mix in, the guitar-y stuff that I have grown up playing and done a lot of over the years, mix that in with the songs that I want to write. And that's a good example of trying to integrate the two. And I had this fiddle tune with two parts that I liked, but it wasn't quite good enough. So I thought the chords were cool and that they would be singable. So I put some lyrics to it, and it turned into something usable.
Sean Watkins is my guest today, live in the JPR studios, with help today from Tristan Claridge on cello, Dominique Arciero on vocals. The new record is called What to Fear, out on 30 Tigers Records. SeanWatkins.com is the place to go if you want more information. All right, what do you guys want to do first?
We'll do that song that you just mentioned, Where You Were Living. And it's been a lot of fun playing this song out on the road with Tristan.
Fasten your seatbelts, right?
Yep, here we go.
Given everything you needed in your castle safe from harm, till you dared one day outside and have a look around. Just to turn and find your fortress was a hole in the ground. And just a hole in the ground is all you know into the world. But you were told you'd be destroyed, and your life would unfurl, and you'd lose all your joy. Made your share of mistakes, but you're forgiven, we're forgiven. Thank God you crawled out of it, and oh, where you head. You were warned not to question. Devil planting seeds and the power of suggestion is a mighty force indeed. But you say, why? Tell me why would you be given in a mind along with the fear to use it lest you be left behind? Yeah, don't get left behind. So you dove into the world where you were told you'd be destroyed. You met a lot of girls, you made little boys, made your share of mistakes.
That is Where You Were Living. It's Sean Watkins, along with Tristan Claridge, Dominique Arciero, live today in the JPR studios. It's a tune from the brand new record called What to Fear. Information at seanwatkins.com. This is your second solo album in the last couple of years. There was a big gap back to, 26?
One was called Blinders On. It was like 9 years in between that one and the next one. I was doing band stuff, Nickel Creek was doing a lot, and then after that this band called Fiction Family that I have with my buddy John Foreman, and I did a lot of playing with other people, and I didn't really have a desire to do anything with my own name on it until a few years back, and made that on the record All I Do Is Lie. But I really didn't have time to tour that because it came out in the middle of Nickel Creek touring 2 years ago.
And that was huge. I mean,
it was a lot of time.
Quite the reunion.
And really fun. I didn't want to put it out, that record out in the middle of the touring, but the record company did. So it happened. And I did some touring after the fact, but it wasn't really a proper release. This one feels like more of a proper release.
You have talked about having gone through quite a number of years where you didn't really feel comfortable being Sean Watkins' band leader.
Yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable being a band leader, and my sister and I do Watkins Family Hours, a monthly show in Los Angeles where we have special guests, and I'm very comfortable in that role. I think I just didn't have a group of songs that I was proud of yet until All I Do Is Lie, and that was when I realized that I could go out and play and play for people. I had enough songs that I was proud of, and
how much had you written? You'd written quite a few songs.
I'd written
songs,
a bunch,
right?
But they fit into like a band situation, Nickel Creek songs or Nickel Creek, and then Fiction Family, that's that. And I was in a band called WPA with Glenn Phillips, and those songs really only fit into that format, Playing them solo just wasn't quite right. So finally I had a group of songs that I felt like I could play, sit down and play with just me and my guitar, and they'd be okay. I think that was what made a difference and made me want to, do more solo stuff. Hmm.
Is there a specific Sean Watkins voice that has kind of come to the fore now that you've been putting out a couple of solo albums in recent years?
I don't know. I'm trying to be myself more and more.
And what is that? But what does that mean?
It's what you hear, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. I'm not the one supposed to describe it. That's for other people, I guess.
I'm not doing it either. Sean Watkins is my guest today here in the JPR studios, along with Tristan Claridge, Dominique Arciero. The new record is called What to Fear, just out on 30 Tigers. Not that long ago, in fact. SeanWatkins.com is the web address. All right, let's hear another tune.
Okay.
And then I want to talk a little bit about just how busy you have been. You mentioned a bunch of different bands. I want to talk about how all of those things play with one another in the course of a year for you. What do you guys want to do next?
We will do the title track of my record, What to Fear. And it's one that I wrote a year and a half or 2 years ago. Seemed very relevant. It's always been relevant, the idea in the song. But it seems to be more and more relevant every day. So here it is, called What to Fear.
You need, but don't is free. Nothing's free. We're gonna sell you what to fear. Yeah, we're selling you what to fear. There's just so much, and there's no one in this dark world you trust. Send for us. Ooh, us.
It's Sean Watkins live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The lead-off track, title track from the new record, What to Fear. That one out on 30 Tigers Records. SeanWatkins.com is the place to go. Nickel Creek, which is, what, 25-ish years?
27 now,
27 years.
Yeah.
Off and on. There was a hiatus and a reunion tour that was huge, and then everybody lost their you-know-what. is that now back on the back burner for a while again?
Yeah, I mean, until we feel like we have time and it feels we got some songs and we want to do it. You know?
Well, Chris is now busy as of October hosting Prairie Home Companion.
Yeah. He's going to be full time doing that for a while. And Sarah's got two records in the pipeline.
Are you on them?
I'm on one of them. I'm on her solo record on a song or two. And then, or no, one song. And then the other one is the band I'm With Her.
With Aoife and Sarah Giroux, right? So you've got that. You've got Watkins Family Hour that kind of continues as both a variety show but was also a short-lived tour. You were out doing dates.
Yeah.
Fiction Family came and went. Mm-hmm. Works Progress Administration kind of came and went. How in the world do you have time to juggle all of these different projects?
You know, there's plenty of time. It's weird. I could actually be doing a lot more if I wasn't so lazy.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you don't have a job, you have lots of time for all kinds of things. You know, a lot of people have day jobs and then also manage to be in a couple bands. You know, so I feel like I could be using my time better. But you know, I mean, we're talking about over the course of 6, 7, 8 years. That's a fair amount of time. And you know, it can take 2 weeks, you know, a week or two to make a record. You know, you can stretch it out if you want. And then you hit the road for a couple months and then it's like, all right, what now? You know? And when you know a lot of people and have played with a lot of people, because I've met so many different folks over the years, you have there's a lot of options. And when schedules line up and, you know, if somebody wants to make a record or do a tour or something like that, that often happens. And, you know, so it's, you know, one thing and then the next thing.
Did being in all of those different ensembles over the years help you develop your own solo voice?
Of course. Of course. You learn what you like and what you don't like. And you learn how to kind of, you know, critique your own art in a constructive way. But certainly, the more people you play with and the wider difference of people you play with musically, I think that definitely challenges me and helps me, you know, develop new ways of going about making songs and playing solos and stuff.
Well, now that Sean Watkins has established that he's unemployed and lazy, what occupies your downtime?
I don't really have much downtime. I mean, if I do have downtime, it gets very occupied quickly. There's lots of stuff that I have that I want to do, you know, like a list of projects that I'd like to do, you know.
Like retiling the kitchen or making music with
different
people?
Musical things, yeah. I mean, there's other projects, too, that are non-musical. But mostly they're, you know, they're like, I would love to record 5 songs with this person, you know, a friend of mine. Or I've got this really weird thing I'm working on right now. It's a duo. It's a guitar, drum record, all acoustic, really weird stuff. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say who it is yet because it might not actually happen. But I've been working on that and a lot of different things. So when I do have downtime, I have plenty of things to occupy my time.
A while back, you posted to social media a photo of your damaged guitar from what looked like heavy strumming.
Oh yeah, I can't remember which guitar that was. Was it like smashed the whole top?
It was a Gibson, wasn't it?
Yeah. Smashed in.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just this one. I think it was just this one.
That looks like it's a little beat.
Yeah, there's some scratches up here and some scratches down there. It was really nice when I got it.
We'll take a picture of it. We'll get that up on our website. I think some of the comments were along the lines of, what do you pluck that with, a chisel?
Yeah. Well, what most of these are from Nickel Creek because we have a lot of songs that end like this.
Oh, right.
Like with an upstroke for some reason, which I don't do in my solo shows, but we just, in the band, that's the thing that we've done. And it's just kind of, that's what all those are for. That's all from Nickel Creek touring. I don't think that maybe put a couple in on my own, but that's mostly what that is.
Well, in addition to being out, you said you're near the end of the tour run supporting this record. So what does the next 6 months look like for you? What's on the horizon?
I've got, you know, little shows here, not little shows, just little runs here and there for the summer. I'm producing some stuff, and we're back at, you know, doing Watkins Family Hour stuff. Watkins Family Hour is doing this we're being like the house band / co-hosting the Super Jam at Bonnaroo this year, which is this thing that Ed Helms puts on Sunday, and it's like along the lines of what we do in our Family Hour shows, where we bring in a bunch of people that, you know, haven't played together, and we try to make a musical environment happen. And so we're kind of working on that. There's a bunch of people that we haven't played with before and haven't even met, and we're working on songs and getting that all together. It's a lot of work for like 1 hour and a half little show, but it's fun work, and you develop new relationships with people and stuff. So lots of things. And then I'll do more touring in the fall. And, you know, just keep on doing what I do.
Well, thanks for coming by again.
Really great to be
here. It's good to see you again. Sean Watkins is live today on Jefferson Public Radio. He's in the studios with Tristan Claridge, that you know well from the Bee Eaters, et cetera, going back to Crooked Still. You were here with them years ago. Dominique Arciero is here in the studio as well. And what, for this last tune, we're going to bring in Tashina Claridge, too.
Tashina, yes. She's going to come, and we're going to play on... we're going to play this song. It was written by a guy named E.C. Ball in the early 1900s. I believe he was a traveling, like, Big Tent Revival preacher, and he wrote this song. Pulled a lot of the words from the Book of Revelation, so it's technically a co-write, I guess. So, yeah, we'll do it. It's called Tribulations.
him be.
Sounds just like sitting around a campfire at one of those string camps, doesn't it?
Yep.
That Tribulations. It's Sean Watkins with help from Tristan and Tashina Claridge, as well as Dominic Arciero. A tune from the new record of Sean Watkins called What to Fear. That went out on 30 Tigers. SeanWatkins.com is the web address. Sean, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a fun pleasure.
Open Air continues right after this.